This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, breaking news, Mac Morey hates Chris Mullin.
Yeah, like, who's your it's most random
be the haircut.
Player?
I love Chris Mullin.
No, you don't. This guy's running this guy down during the break. Jeez. Who's the most random
That's
player
ridiculous.
In sports that you hate? Like, just for whatever.
Jake Plummer.
Okay, but he played for Denver, so that's not, like, really random. That's kind of a – like, Chris Mullin has no tie whatsoever to Mac Morey. Like, he doesn't play for his team's rival. He doesn't play, you know, and, like, there's no
Run
reason.
TMC, baby. It's
there
great
is
team.
No reason that you should hate Chris Mullin. And in the break, this guy's like, this guy sucks. He's one of the worst players ever. I can't believe he's in the Hall of Fame. He only had six good years.
Five great years, and then he's like, oh, for Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
great.
Five great years in professional sports when the average career is like 3.5 years, and he had five great years? Hell yes, he's a Hall of Famer for that.
Really good player.
Like, really good, in my opinion. Okay, that's fine, but it's just a random one. Like,
just don't deny it.
Yeah. It is, of all people, he comes to the plate with Chris Mullin. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I thought about Chris Mullin. Maybe when St. John's was doing their thing because he, you know, there and coach for a hot minute.
NBA Jam, baby.
Yeah, and you had that. But, I mean, like, who's thinking about Chris Mullin?
Like, I just think Mac didn't like his haircut.
I don't know what it was.
Is that high top?
Yeah.
A little rough.
So is the most random athlete in the text line, like, who do you hate for no reason whatsoever? You're just like, I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I'd have to think
like
about
you got
it.
A punchable random. Face or something like that, or you know, you're jealous of that guy, or you'd always wanted him on your team, you know, that type
oh, yeah,
of guy.
That's for
know?
Sure. There's a couple of those for sure.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You hate that guy, but you're like, I really like that guy. Like, that's
yeah.
why, like, there's no hatred for Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, there's no hatred. There's like, I really want that guy on my team. Or Kelsey, who semi-pro football out of focus, that is the seventh best tight end. Carrington's writing for them now, I guess. So I think the most random player, and for whatever reason, I mean, there's just so many just randos out there that people hate, but Chris Mullin was just...
816, he just said Tatum should be in. LOL. Yes, Tatum has four first-team All-NBAs back-to-back-to-back at age 27. Chris Mullins has one.
Mm-hmm. Tatum is Chris Mullin.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's the same guy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's insane.
All right, let's have fun. You watched Varsity Blues for the first time in your life. I told you to watch that movie, that you'd like it. It's about Wes Kane in football. F Coach Kilmer.
Coach Kilmer,
how about John Voight that movie? All right, let's bring it down.
The thing about that movie is I lived that for 2 years. Like, it's dead on.
accurate.
It is bizarrely accurate, yes.
It was, yeah, Kilmer was one of the best villains, I guess you could say. Like, just so easily, like, I hated him. Like, he was terrible. I loved how they never really, like, you got the plot points that you needed, right? You knew where the story was going, but we're not going to, like, dive in. You get, like, one scene of the needle, of, like, the guy getting the needle, of the quarterback getting the needle in his ankle or his
leg.
Was
it cocaine, the needle of cocaine that the pitcher got, according to Harry Carey?
Yes.
You put that needle in his knee, I'm done. I'll walk.
And then it's, like, so intense. The whole team stands up. Mm. Billy Bob, the last touchdown.
Remember, this is based on high school football.
Well, high school football in Texas is like college football.
Yeah, dude, let me tell you about real quick high school Texas story, okay? Let me tell you something about Texas high school. They sell season tickets for the teams, no matter what school you're at. And to take it one step further, they have Select the Seat Day, where everybody who buys season tickets goes to the high school stadium and picks their seat.
Jeez.
Google search Texas high school football stadiums. You will be absolutely mesmerized.
It's crazy. They're the money that they spend on these stadiums. Call Watson up. Get him on the phone. Talk about this because he lives it every weekend, right?
Yes!
The high school stadiums down there are better than college stadiums.
That's nuts.
And then I was doing the college games down there. Hardly anybody would show up to those games for Texas Lutheran University. Seguin High played on a Friday night. You robbed the whole town, man.
I love that they showed that. The town shutting completely down for the big game. And that's real. I love that. That was cool.
So what else? You got Darcy's whipped cream bikini?
Yes. Darcy.
You mean to tell me you didn't see Darcy in her whipped cream bikini?
I was like, oh, she knows. Darcy was obviously super hot, but also made me super mad.
Yeah.
Just as soon as he's Mox. In the hospital. Yeah, yeah. Mox is it's just like, boom, go straight to Moxon or whatever.
It's R.I.P. Paul Walker's character. He's never going to play again, Jonathan, but you're the starting quarterback.
And then I like how I'm bad at the names. The starting quarterback who got hurt.
Yeah, Paul Walker's character.
Paul Walker's
you're asking
character.
The wrong guy about names.
Yeah, I'm terrible as well.
Thank God everybody had a name tag on last night.
When Paul Walker's character got, I just like how he was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Kilmer's out. He coaches the second half.
Hook and ladder.
Yes, yes. It was awesome.
Think I've seen this movie once?
It was. I mean, within 5 minutes, I was hooked. I almost texted you. I loved it. The voiceover, Billy Bob, get your skinny ass out here.
Moms,
you know?
Get your skinny ass in here. Let's ride.
I think I just like watching it because I watch it through the different lens because I live down there and I'm watching it going.
Miss Davis was my first love.
Oh, yeah. Miss Davis. It's a great scene. Great part. They go to the club. They're like, that's Miss Davis.
Miss Davis.
Penis.
Well, you've all seen your teacher in a random
Lance
spot
Harbor.
Before, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're a kid, you think your teacher just lives at the
school.
Exactly. And then you see them at the grocery store. You're like,
what?
Why is that person
in the wild?
Out there?
Yeah. They get groceries too.
I fell in love with a teacher one time.
Miss Clark for me.
Mm. Oh, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah. She was my algebra teacher. Hated the class. But boy, she'd sit up there with her legs crossed and kick that shoe off with her short skirt on. Ooh, Miss Clark.
Bob had movement early.
I just want to win, Jim.
She gave me some of the best advice of my life. I'm not going to spoon feed you. I wish she would have. It would have been great. I would have been the story of the school. But
train or the airplane with me, man. So what else about Marcy?
Billy Bob puking in the washing machine at the party scene.
You going to call some dinosaurs?
So great.
How do you clean that out?
First thing I thought of, how do you clean that out? And then I was like, worst places to puke?
That's urinal.
That's urinal.
Urinal at a bar.
Yeah.
That's up there. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. In my car in a sugar daddy costume, and then I use a shot vac to clean it up.
Oh, my
the next morning.
The car stuff. Have you puked in your car before?
I just said it.
Okay, I didn't know. That was real. Okay.
Yeah.
We were at Guns N' Roses in L.A. in 2016, and the next morning, this was after my friend, who I went and stayed with, took his toilet, ripped his toilet out of his bathroom and threw it on the front yard.
Poo.
Like, literally ripped the toilet off, threw it in his front yard.
Oh, my God.
What is this, Boondock Saints?
I mean, it was unbelievable. I'm surprised I made it back from that concert, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, we're driving around L.A., and all of a sudden, he just pukes all through which in the car like
the smell of that has to be
it's the worst. It was awful.
It's terrible.
But I think like puking at a urinal at a bar is bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah, any bar puking is bad because those bathrooms, I mean, they throw some Fabuloso down at 2 a.m. They're not really that clean.
No, of course not.
But how about the evilness of Bud Kilmer?
Gosh.
The only reason that statue's still out there to this day is so damn heavy to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kilmer's great. They're putting wangers on the windows. That scene. I love the scene in the backyard of just like drunk parents at a barbecue.
Oh,
like,
dude. Making fools. Yeah.
Big skin.
No, these fathers will meet at like the coffee shop and discuss the high school coaches.
Yeah, very glory days. They're at the practice.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's rough. Like, Pops, you got to go, man. Let it go.
Yes. Oop-de-oop. Oop-de-oop.
Well, yeah, yes. Effing oop-de-oop. They have that scene where to his dad, he's just like, this is what you wanted. You know, this was your dream. And
West Canyon was your life. West Canyon is not my life.
Exactly.
I do not want your life.
Mm-hmm.
Football to your nose later on in the movie.
Football straight to the
What's
face.
What's the matter, you chicken? What? Chicken? That's what he says in the movie.
Yeah. It was awesome. I'd give it. I mean, out of sports movies, it's fantastic. I mean, it's got to be like 8.5 or a 9.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What's keeping it from a 10 for you? Just because you don't want to give it a 10. And that's
fine.
10, and that is fine.
Because I don't think it's my favorite sports movie, but it's up there. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
It was a classic.
It's a great movie.
Are you going to, next time you're in the parking lot with Ralph and Bobby, do the new Tweeter end zone dance?
Yes, absolutely.
What's
Please
that called?
Don't give him any ideas.
I think it's called, it's Money Tweeter end zone dance.
I mean, it's bad enough he's running routes with gloves on.
The guy stole a cop car butt naked with a cowboy hat on his crotch.
Awesome.
Real quick, what is worse? Mac running routes with football gloves on at tailgates or guy showing up to Top Golf with his glove on? To play golf?
There was a lot of that there yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Guys bring their own clubs.
Bring their own clubs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, that's worse.
See, I look at Top Golf as a... Not as golf, right? Like you're not going there. You're not bringing your own ball to the bowling. You're not bringing your own football to foaling or anything.
No,
you're going there to have fun, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I look at top golf. Some people take golf a lot more serious, but when Dusty even said to me, he goes, that guy's wearing a glove, I'm like, okay. I'm glad I'm not the non-golf guy going, that guy's got a glove
doing
on.
That, yeah.
I think the best scene in Varsity Blues, maybe you can agree or disagree with this, when that guy's at the party smoking a joint and it's like, hey man, you still come to these? I don't miss these for the world. All right, put that flower pot on your head. Uh-huh. Close your eyes and say, I'm really dumb because I'm about to get hit in the nuts. That's James Caan's son, by the way. I don't know if you know who James Caan is.
Maybe what if I saw him?
Yeah. That's Jimmy Caan, who plays Tweeter. Billy Bob dead. Lance Harbor dead. Paul Walker was Lance Harbor, obviously. And Billy Bob, come on. He's eating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A waffle out of a peanut butter jar.
Yeah.
I love that dog. I think it's a pig. You're right. Yeah, dude, that movie's great. And John Voight is so great.
John Voight is underrated, too. He is so good in that movie, but he's just good in everything that he does.
Yeah, go watch Mickey Donovan. Or Ray Donovan.
I know the guy bought his car once.
Yeah, driving in John Voight's car. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.